Bill O'Reilly has a lot of interesting books on history, whether it be Lincoln, Kennedy, Reagan, Christ, you name it, he's delved into it. And he's the first to admit that he's done a lot of research, but not necessarily everything he puts in his books are true. There's some fiction in there as well. So I was intrigued to read a book of his on Elvis and Lennon and Ali. Intrigued because I'd gone through some of his other books, learned quite a bit. This book, let's see, what I learned basically was there's a lot of good in Lennon, Ali, Elvis, but there's also some commonalities that were a little disturbing, things that were a red flag for those of us that are trying to create a legacy. You see, we all have heard of Lennon, John Lennon of the Beatles, or Elvis and Ali. These are world famous people that for decades made a huge imprint on the consciences and brought about a lot of good to the world. But what did they do with their money? What's their legacy now? Interestingly, just having finished the Elvis book or this part of the book from Bill O'Reilly and the section on Elvis, once you know it, Lisa Marie Presley actually passed away. And it got me thinking about these legacies. My legacy that I want in my family is the three F's: faith, fun, and family. Faith, fun, and family. I don't want two of the three, one of the three. I want all three. I want there to be this family unity that we have as we have greatest relationships based on fun and faith. Not just fun or not just faith, but fun and faith. Not just faith in ourselves, but faith in a higher power, the higher power. What I learned is that Elvis, that at a young age, he started getting involved in drugs. And this is confirmed by his wife as well and her memoirs about the relationship. They both got doing drugs at a very young age and didn't, for Elvis at least, we know that for many decades, for many years, he did not really overcome the drug habit until eventually it took him completely. What did he do with the millions that he made? He basically became enslaved to perform often and to be able to use drugs to perform more and more. He not only used drugs, but he used women. He decided that his relationship with his wife was not tantamount, that it wasn't the most important thing, but rather fun was the most important thing, getting his own way. Lennon, very similarly, was actually encouraged by his wife to have another relationship with someone else. He too wasn't faithful to his family. He decided to have lots of fun. Drugs also were part of the mix as well there. Wouldn't you know it, Ali also decided that it wasn't great to just be with one person, to be committed, to be faithful to one person, but rather to have multiple relationships. These people are amazing performers, entertainers. They drew many people to them, but it seemed like each of them had a challenge with staying principle-centered in their families, staying true to what they knew to be right. Matter of fact, Lennon, it was said by O'Reilly that perhaps he just didn't have as much time for his own son as he could have. That he almost seemed to neglect him a little bit, or quite a bit. Seems like for Elvis Presley, he had some time with Lisa Marie, but with his primary wife, his spouse, they broke up pretty quickly after their marriage and kind of soured from there and had relationship after relationship that wasn't very enduring. Why the talk about all this? Ultimately, if you collect a lot of money, but you don't collect a lot of faith, you don't collect a lot of fidelity to those that you love and that love you, what have you really acquired? Sure, you could be famous, but that's not one of the big F's. It's not one of the faith, family, and fun. Famous is just famous, and it can be very fleeting. And even if you're famous, are you more infamous or more famous? Is it something really you want to be known for? What if your legacy wasn't known throughout the world, but rather it was known to your family that you were a person of faith, finance even, family, fidelity, all those good things? Study and learn from others. One of my favorite experiences when I was younger, in my teen years, my best friend, I was over at his house and I was stunned because in his father's library was a book on Hitler. And I knew his father to be a very good person. And I asked my friend, why would your dad read a book on Hitler? And he had asked his dad, well, why? And his dad mentioned, you got to learn from the good examples and the bad. You got to study both to know what to avoid and what to be drawn to. Today's lesson, you're finding some things what to avoid, and hopefully some things what to be drawn to and what to accept and embrace in your life. Good luck.